Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to The Business Bunker Show. On this Tuesday, the 18th of February, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Jules. I'm well, thanks.
How's your week been? Now, I know what you're going to say.
I'm out of week. Yeah, it's only Tuesday.
No, funnily enough, I have had a week.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Because I know you said you were tired.
Yeah, well, I've been here since 6 o'clock this morning.
Well, you're always
so
here.
So that's already a week now, and I've only got another 14 hours to go before I go home. So that is an entire week in a day.
And have you had a good week in a day? Or?
So far, so good. Touch wood.
Thank you so much during my superior show, Scoff and Quaff, which is live every Tuesday, 11 to 12, for organising for the fabulous Lisa Marie Settle's Telcare, lovely man, on his hands and knees. David, during my show, on his hands and knees. Not often I get to, you know. I always want to put a saddle on them when they're like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Something about the Westerns I grew up in.
Yeah, we had done, the reason I was here early, we had a load of technical changes made to the station this morning, and Dave Settle from Telcare coordinated all that, so a massive thank you to Dave for doing that. And also David Topper, everyone was called David this morning for some reason,
yeah.
David Topper, who was the BT Openreach engineer, who did a fabulous job, so thank you folks for that.
He was very fetching.
Yeah, he was very good, and they both did a fabulous job, and we managed to get back all together and get you on the air without any hitches.
It was a little bit stressful for me. I think I didn't have a tantrum or anything, did I? I didn't go diva on you.
No, but you did stare daggers at me a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times, but what's new?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say a big thank you for today's show sponsor as well, which is Sarah Poole, sarahpoole.co.uk, and Sarah Poole run events, wedding planning and floristry services, so do give them a follow, sarahpoole.co.uk.
Is there something you're not telling me?
About what?
Are you planning a wedding?
No.
Because we've got a lovely coffin man on next week, aren't we? Are you planning?
Andy, I'm planning on dying instead, yeah. But quite possibly, yeah.
I'm just trying to, Paul, you're the expert on Twitter, I'm trying to tweet BT Openreach, and there's all these eggs that are pretending to be BT Openreach.
Yeah, you'll never find anyone
reasonable.
I can't
find the real one.
Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of BT accounts, so I wouldn't bother.
Ooh.
I've emailed them to express my thanks. Anyway, you're listening to us on the Business Bunker Show this lovely Tuesday morning, and it's quite a nice morning out there on the marsh for a change. It's actually stopped raining, which is brilliant.
The alpacas are frolicking.
Yeah. But we'd like to hear from you, the business of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or the most likely way to get hold of us is by tweeting us at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb, and send me a tweet. And we have had quite a few tweets already.
We have.
So I'm going to kick off with a couple of the tweets we had earlier.
Most of them are from Abbots Barton and Burlington Hotel.
Yeah, we've got loads from those guys.
Lots of fans.
Because Daniel's on the show a bit later on.
Yeah.
But we've had a tweet from ITL, and on the Twitter, they're ITL Tech Limited, LTD, INT Tech LTD on the Twitter, and they say, hiya, any chance of a shout-out for our new website, please? Of course, and their new website is www.itl.co.uk. So have a look at that. And also Nigel Whitaker, the lovely Nigel, says, have a great show. The Pure B2B Canterbury Business Mastermind will be on Tuesday over dinner at the Abbots Barton from 5:30 p.m. at £25 a person. And I happen to know, because we got an email about it as well,
yeah,
that's next Tuesday, the 25th of February.
Is this the Abbots Barton show, do you think, this week? Because there's a lot going on Twitter.
There is. Well, there's a lot happening there. So and they are good at telling us what goes on. So if you're doing things in the county of Kent, let us know, and
yeah,
we will talk about it.
I just going to read out the Twitter handle for Daniel Sangiuseppe. I hope I'm saying it correctly. Sangiuseppe. It's at Dan Sang, D-A-N-S-A-N-G, and also the Abbots Barton, at Abbots Barton, the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel there, who'll be on later on the show when we can smuggle him into the studio when we play Tunage.
Well, yeah, Daniel's sitting in the green room at the moment, and I can see him, and he had a wry smile when you pronounced his name, so I think you may have got that wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Buongiorno. Do you know, Paul Andrews, there's a festival to colour the town. Arti Gras, I can see you, you know, making faces, you and Dan Sang, Daniel Sangiuseppe. Io parlo molto bene italiano. Come stai? Bene? Oh, look, he's impressed. I do like his... lovely coat and jumper he's wearing, very fetching. Arti Gras is coming to Ashford. The Arti Gras is a festival of culture, arts, crafts and colour, and will take place in Ashford in Kent on the 16th and the 17th of May. So this is a date for your diary, and it's the first time. The festival will celebrate all things creative and handmade locally, and being delivered by the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise team of creativists. And they're aiming to bring the high street alive with art, colour, music and dance. And to make this festival special, they're looking for help from artists, artisans, makers and volunteers. So if you would like to get involved in that, you've got the dates are the 16th and the 17th of May of this year. There's a blog and a website, which I'm going to read for you. But they do need help from anyone, artist, maker, or if you want to showcase your business or sell your work. And the website is www.creativeashford.org. So sounds very interesting. I'm sure Mr. Paul Andrews will be there with his creative vests that he makes.
I will be there, and it's a fabulous thing, and there's lots of things happening in Ashford. And funnily enough, our first guest later on in the show is going to be talking a lot about the things that are going on in Ashford and how it's such an up-and-coming area. But for the moment, why don't you read us another email?
Yeah, I will. Just wondering about Nigel Whittaker. Is he the one that whistled in the 70s?
No, that'd be his brother, Roger.
OK. You can join Nigel Whittaker. Can you see how I get these things all flowing neatly together? For Pure B2B, it's your mastermind board. And Nigel says, gain a flying start 2014. And the second Canterbury Business Mastermind is held at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. You're seeing a theme here, Paul Andrews.
I am. There's quite a bit going on
Abbots
Barton in Canterbury.
They've got a new chef, you know, the lovely Will.
I'm sure.
He makes me a chocolate brownie on occasion. On Tuesday, the 25th of Feb, at 5:30, you're going to gain your flying start with Nigel Whittaker, Pure B2B. So 5:30, ambitious businesses will meet over an early dinner to share their knowledge and experience to help each other plan a successful 2014 and to overcome the challenges they face. Now, this is organised by Pure B2B, which is Kent's largest mastermind organisation, and it's a dinner for those who are determined to have their most successful year. Why not join us? It's just £25, including a great two-course dinner. So that is the 25th of March and the 25th of February. So the 25th of February at 5:30.
That will be next Tuesday then.
Next Tuesday. I'm wondering if I could go straight from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mastermind is the 25th of March. And there is a number which I'm going to read. So get your quill ready, poised, dip it in the ink. HTTP, three W's to you, pureb2b.co.uk, and the mobile number is 0777 9326 502, and that's at the Abbots Barton for a smashing dinner, cooked no doubt by the very lovely Will Britton, a fab young chef.
Fabulous.
One to watch.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Samson Recruitment.
Okay.
And they say, we're listening in, and work permitting, we're looking forward to listening to the whole show. So that's Samson Recruitment. I don't know the website address, but their Twitter handle is Samson Recruit. Samson.
Is that anything to do with Samson Gas?
I don't think so. I just think it's the same kind of name, because their logo and everything's radically different, but it's spelt the same. Samson, S-A-M-S-I-A-N, Samson Recruit on the Twitter. So do give them a follow.
And at Chris Connect, morning, superhero to you. Our new apprentice, Scott, started last week and he's doing very well. So well done, Scott, and may the force be with you.
Cool. And we've had the, this doesn't, I'm not being derogatory here, but we had the normal gang have all tweeted in as well, which is FKs over there on Medway City Estates. Thank you, Alex and the crew over there at the Microsoft Training Centre. We've also had Adrian Kearney of AKA Pet Services, who informs us that he's taking Samson the parrot to have his nails done.
Oh, I knew there was a whistler somewhere in the show.
Absolutely. Tunbridge Farmers Market has tweeted in. The absolutely lovely Sally for Cakes has tweeted in. And we've also had a tweet from Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics, and he says, "Hi Paul, can you mention that the Kent 2020 Expo is the 14th of May this year and not in April as it has been in previous years? All the best, Kevin."
I'd be interested to know why they moved it, if what reason.
Yeah, avoid the snow, probably.
Probably. Do you know what I found this morning driving in, Paul Andrews?
No.
Of course, I left at the usual time and then was amazed to find there was no traffic because it's half term.
Absolutely,
bunnies,
there's no one around.
Being driven. I love it.
Yeah, there's no one around.
I think all children should walk to school from now on.
Absolutely.
Or scooters.
I want to tell you about this. It's the Home Design Southeast, and there's an event at Blue Water. And it's called Build It Live event, and it's at Blue Water on the 22nd and 23rd of February. And miragedesigns.co.uk, your local house doctor team, they will be at that event, and you can go along and see them on stand B24. So go along, say hi to Beth and the team at Mirage Designs, your house doctor. They're not a house doctor at all. They're a house doctor. No, they're a house doctor team, and they will be at the Build It Live event at Blue Water on the 22nd and 23rd of February.
That's fascinating.
So do get along to see them.
I didn't know they had exhibitions at Blue Water.
Yeah, they've opened a big conference and exhibition centre there.
Great.
Did you not know?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It's huge.
Whereabouts is it?
Blue Water.
Is it at the bottom, top? Middle?
No, it's next to.
Oh, is it?
It's not in the shopping centre,
okay.
Is it?
You see, now you're just being curmudgeonly again.
Yeah.
I only know, really, John Lewis and the Mac shop, because then I go there and I get hot and bothered and I have to leave. You know.
And that's just the shopping.
There's a Kent Invicta Chamber networking breakfast with business, and it includes a full English. Now, where's this? Oh, luckily, it's not at the Abbots Barton. It's somewhere else. It's 8 to 9.30, and it says an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight and to highlight its products and services and how these can help your businesses. Now, there's a couple of dates. For Chamber members, it costs £15 plus VAT, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. Thursday, the 20th of February, which is this Thursday, is it? Yes, at the Mercure Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. Friday the 7th of March is the Dog and Bear Hotel at Lenham. So a couple of dates there. There's also 13th of March, which is at the Holiday Inn, Ashford North. So great one. And there's also a networking lunch with business, which is a 2-course lunch, 12 to 2. And that is at Ramada Encore. No, it really is. Ramada Encore.
No, don't do it again.
No,
please.
It really is. Ramada Encore.
Yay.
Chatham. So that's coming up on the 27th of Feb. Thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you, Jules. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of Tunage.
Is it Hotel California?
No.
Oh.
It's not. That's
who is
later.
It? You tricked me.
I tricked you.
Who is
I've
it?
Changed the sequence. Here comes the sun.
I love it.
It's alright.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and a lovely Jewel Sirkin. And we are joined, hopefully, on the phone by our first guest now, Mr. Jeremy Brown. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Yes, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I played you Here Comes the Sun, and apparently it's raining where you are.
It is raining here. Not too sure what it's like in sunny Kent, though.
Well, down here it is actually sunny.
Yeah.
It's a bit cold, but it is sunny down here on the marsh. So
okay.
It's a shame you couldn't have joined us down at the seaside and had a paddle.
I would have liked that.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And basically, you've recently compiled a report about Ashford, I understand, and the retail commercial sectors there.
Yeah.
And we thought it'd be fascinating for you to tell us a little bit about that and a bit about you and what you do and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, to give you some background and... cut in, Paul, with any questions as and when you want.
Yeah, sure.
We're the developers behind the transformation of what was formerly known as the Charterhouse office building in Ashford, in Kent.
Sure. For those that don't know, that was an office building in the centre of Ashford, wasn't it?
Correct. It's a landmark building in the centre of Ashford, and we're transforming that building. By way of a huge construction project into 232 residential apartments with some 18,000 square feet of ground floor retail.
Right.
As part of a significant regeneration in that part of the town centre.
Absolutely, and it's a flagship project, isn't it? Because everybody's really excited about it, because the old Charterhouse place wasn't exactly brilliant, and... you know, it's added a new dimension to the town centre.
Yeah, well, you know, we'd like to think that, you know, with the cooperation of the local authority and our hard efforts over a number of years, that actually we're finally going to see, as I say, the transformation of what is a landmark building into something that that the town can be proud of. And, you know, we'd like to think, along with lots of other initiatives in the town, that we're making a significant contribution to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the report that you've recently undertaken and what the findings of that were.
Okay, well, we undertook a three-stage survey, if that makes sense, which was to evaluate the retail opportunities and the commercial opportunities in Ashford Town Centre. To put together a report which we compiled by way of on-the-ground local market research as to what the residents of Ashford Town would like to see in terms of the retail offer across what's now been renamed the Panorama,
right,
formerly Charterhouse.
Yep.
And we've used those reports and the analysis that's been prepared by our PR company in Kent, who are Quantum PR, working with Quantum. We've put together a white paper document, which I guess extols the virtues of Ashford and the opportunity that's offered to potential retailers in respect of the Panorama itself.
Fabulous. Is that white paper available to members of the public if they want to download it and have a read of it?
It is. It is. We have a Panorama website, which... Are you happy for me to give
that?
Yeah,
no, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, okay, it's the Panorama, all one word, dash ashford.co.uk. So panorama-ashford.co.uk. And on there you can download the retail brochure that we've put together and a copy of the white paper report that was prepared by Quantum on our behalf.
Fabulous. We've actually put a link to that website on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website and on today's show page so that people can follow up with that if they want to, because I know that people are going to be interested in that. Could you tell us some of the headlines coming out of that, some of the things that, you know, kind of leapt out at you, the kind of things that people are asking for?
Well, the interesting things that that people are asking for is more restaurant operators in the town centre,
right?
More convenience style operators, and you'll be surprised to hear a volume discount fashion retailer,
right? Okay.
You know, which was made people actually named them and said we'd love to see that operator in the town.
Oh, right. Okay. Can you tell us who it was?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that. It was Primark.
Oh, right. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. So you know, and it was interesting. You know, through the PR people. We literally marched up and down Ashford High Street and said, who would you like to see in the town?
Yeah.
What type of retail would you like to see? What could we try and offer you that would improve your quality of living? Which is what we're trying to do with the Panorama, you know, is take into account the local residents' requirements, local business requirements, to make sure that we can satisfy those in full.
Absolutely, and what a great idea. You know, if you ask people and they tell you what you want, nobody's going to get upset, are they? And, you know, I don't understand why more people don't do that kind of thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's really interesting, yeah.
We'd like to think that, you know, we're trying to be forward-thinking in everything that we do.
Mm.
You know, the project in terms of the residential side of things, you know, has been exceptionally well-received. And, you know, I think that, I think Ashford, you know, has a very positive, bright future, with only more regeneration and development plans for the town, and the surrounding area being planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. I want to just quickly, I know we haven't got that much time, but on residential side, can you give us a quick overview of the kind of apartments that you're putting together there?
Yeah, well, I can, Paul. The floor plates, if that makes sense, it's the residential element is over 9 floors.
Right.
And floors 1 to 7 all have a standard footprint, so the flat types are replicated the higher up the building that you go.
Right.
Each floor has 30 apartments, and it's an equal mix of one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. All of the apartments comply with the Mayor of London space standards, which have been adopted by Ashford Borough Council. And basically what that means is that it provides the optimum amount of living space for residents in each of the apartments. The amenity space is by way of rooftop amenity, which will be quite spectacular.
Wow, the views from there are going to be pretty something,
yeah.
aren't they?
They are unbelievable. Yeah, they are unbelievable. They are, and if you take the time to have a look on our website, you'll see that the first image that you see is a shot of Ashford lit up at night, and it looks absolutely spectacular. So we're very excited for the residents in terms of the amenity that they're going to enjoy. And as of today, the residential project is 90% sold.
Really? Wow.
We've sold out of floors 1 through 7 in their entirety, and we're launching the 8th and the 9th floors, which will be a mix of penthouse and duplex apartments, all of which have outside terracing. We're launching those probably towards the early part of June. Wow. And there'll be 22 apartments on the 8th and the 9th floor, which will be spectacular.
We're
very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. And I'm really flabbergasted that you've sold so many already. I thought you were going to say, we're just about to put them up for sale. But
we've been very proactive, and the demand has come from, it's been very strong from local Ashford residents.
Yeah.
Also, countrywide investors, you know, who recognise the potential of Ashford as a town.
Yeah.
But as I say, you know, an awful lot of on-the-ground Ashford purchasers who want to have a part of the building, which is great.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a fabulous location, and, you know, as you say, quite rightly, with the views that you have from there, and you know, a purpose-built apartment block, it sounds absolutely wonderful. We could talk about this for a long, long time, Jeremy, but I'm afraid we're running out of time now. So give us one more shout for your website so that people can go and have a look and
see what you're up to. I'll try and get it right this time, because I think I've given you 3 different addresses so far. It is www.thepanorama-ashford.co.uk.
Cool, okay. We've got a link to that on our website anyway, and it does work because I checked it. So if anybody wants to follow up, they can look at it on there. But for the moment, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and hearing about your exciting plans for Ashford. And we agree totally. I'm actually a local resident. I live in Tenterden, so it is my local town. So I do agree with you. It is a place that's going places. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
I look forward to it, and, you know, we'll keep you informed of and updated over our progress.
Yeah, please do. Please do. We'd be more than interested in hearing about that.
Thank you, and thanks for your time.
No, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Cheers now.
Yeah, you too, Paul. All the best.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Jeremy Brown there of the new Panorama building in Ashford. I do suggest that you go to their website and download that white paper, because it's an interesting survey on what the people of Ashford wanted. So the use for that is for all of you people that are in business there, will give you some real indications of the kind of things that the population of Ashford wants. And I don't know if you know, because you know I'm a stat wonk.
You are.
I'm a bit of a stat wonk. Ashford is the fastest growing town in the southeast of England. It now has a population of over 118,000 people, which is almost double what it was 10 years ago.
Incredible.
And still growing.
Yeah.
And they're still building and still doing things.
Which is why they've been snapped up. Now, the website, Paul, was www.thepanorama. Did he say slash Ashford?
I think he said hash, but he meant slash.
Yeah, I've never seen the hashtag. Panorama/Ashford.co.uk, and that will be on the Business Bunker.
It is already on it's on the homepage of the Business Bunker site. If you click on next to Jeremy's name, that actually does take you to the website, and it does take you to the page to download that white paper.
You never cease to amaze me with your diligence.
My what?
Your diligence.
My what?
Your diligence, darling.
My diligence.
Yeah.
Isn't that a form of chocolate? Oh, no, that's indulgence.
Yeah, indulgence. Are you going to be nipping along to look at a little penthouse there? They sound nice, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I imagine the views from there are spectacular. I did think about it, to be honest.
I'm just interested that they're building one bedrooms as well, so great for first time buyers.
You'll probably find that's part of the overall necessity.
Yeah.
Nowadays, any new development has to have starter homes.
Yes.
So, you know, which is good. It's
except
a good thing.
Except that my advice, when my kids bought their first properties, I forced them to get two bedrooms so that if they get stuck, they can rent one room out.
Yeah, sure. But it's a question of cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they can't afford that. So a lot of people buy a starter home, then move on quite quickly once they can.
Yeah.
And so up the chain.
And nice if you're a lady on your own with cats.
Exactly.
You know, little one bedroom.
Exactly.
You know.
For the cats, obviously.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to disturb the cats.
If you're going around in a little flannelette, you know, dressing gown, you've got cats. Little gin and tonic
my,
in the
my
evening.
My cat's never worn a flannelette dressing gown.
Has he not?
No.
Your fat squirrel does, though, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, of course he does. No, smoking jacket. Do you know, a smoking jacket and a cravat? Come on.
Yeah.
Get with the vibe.
I know. I love that squirrel.
Yeah.
Do you know, Paul Andrews, that the kids go free at the Hythe Imperial?
Do they really?
They do. This is a media release.
Right.
We're getting very, very lovey, aren't we?
Yeah,
we get media releases.
We've got
now.
PR companies and everything.
I know. This half term, which is now this week, because the traffic was fab.
You did mention that.
Families will be heading to the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa for a break by the sea. And now the hotel is offering something unique for all the children checking in. For decades, the Hythe Imperial Hotel, with its stunning views across the sea, has been considered the perfect destination for families with children, particularly as children go free at half term. This time, they will have a special welcome, kids check-in manned by Coco the teddy bear, and they will all receive a special fun pack on arrival. Each child can enjoy board games and the outdoor play area as part of their stay, and older children can try their hands at washing up. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Sorry. Tennis or golf.
Wishful thinking, Mrs. Serkin. Wishful thinking.
Joe Betteridge is the hotel manager, and he says that we want to welcome the whole family, and this initiative is fun and unique for younger visitors. It's under an hour from London by car and only 35 minutes by high-speed train. So to find out must-dos to do here, there's, of course, the Romney, Hythe and Dymchurch Railway. Can you do your steam impersonation?
We could probably hear it any minute now because it goes behind the studio here.
It does chug by, usually with an alpaca driving.
Mm.
Steam and diesel locomotives, that's Kent's main line in miniature, and the Port Lym and Howlett's Animal Park, and also the Folkestone Quarter House. I don't know what the Folkestone Quarter House is, Paul, do you?
It's a theatre and venue, and it's very nice, it is too. I chaired an event there last April.
So lots of stuff going on. For details, please go on to the 3Ws.mercure, M-E-R-C-U-R-E, hytheimperial.co.uk, and you'll find events and latest offers. There you go.
Cool. Our next business tweet up is on Thursday, the 27th of February at Lindley's Terrazzo Restaurant on the first floor. That's in Roper Road, Canterbury. There are no costs or conditions. Just meet and connect with new business contacts over a coffee or choose from the tempting menu. And there's plenty of free parking on site. We very much look forward to meeting you at the Kent Business Tweet Up. And you can find out about this tweet up and all the other tweet ups run by Kent Business Tweet Ups by going to their website, which is kentbusinesstweetups.co.uk.
There's a surprise, Kelsey Priest, and there's a little talk going on that Thursday, what was the date?
27th.
By a Faversham photographer, so worth going, and he's talking about how you can get some snappy, good photography for your business. And I can't be there to do that. I think Jonathan Marsh is chairing that one.
All right, where are you going then?
I'm actually filming as part of my PR job with Meridian, darling.
Who are you? Yes, you're on the telling
me
vision.
Me and Nashreen. No, I'm not on the telly.
You're on the telling vision.
My client is. I'm far too tubby for telly, darling. But I will be there. And then I'm meeting a certain Paul Andrews for luncheon afterwards.
You are indeed,
no
yeah.
No doubt my head will be so big if I manage to squeeze onto the telly.
I've had an interesting tweet.
Have you?
Yes, from Venom Tech.
Oh, right.
And they say, we are pleased to announce that Mayflower Bioscience have signed a deal with us for distribution of our products across the pond in the United States. That is a fabulous achievement, Stephen team. Well done. That is absolutely brilliant, and we're really made up for you. Well done.
Fantastic. Well
so
done, boys.
So it's another Kent startup business starting to succeed and branch out into the world. Fabulous. Well done, Venom Tech.
Big hello to Rebecca Nutt at Serenity Becker on the Twitter, and she's saying, listening in to Abbott's Barton and the lovely Daniel San Giuseppe. I just like saying that name.
He hasn't been on yet, Becca. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
And she said that we've got to mention, please could we mention, that they have just won an award as an award-winning Gino salon. They're based in Swalecliff and they have another salon in Canterbury. And just to say, well, they have rooms at Stephen James Hairdressing, but they're offering a 15% discount to the Business Bunker listeners. So you can go and have a little manicure or pedicure.
Microderma abrasion, anyone?
Yes, that's what you need.
Yeah, I need some of that.
But they do threading for eyebrows now, Paul.
Do they really? Yeah. Why are you telling me?
I just thought it might be good for you.
Is it something I need?
Well, men start getting hairs coming out of everywhere, don't they?
Really?
At a certain age. They do. Pluck their ears. They do. The Brownies have a business networking at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. This is supported and attended by the Federation of Small Businesses, and it's this Thursday, the 20th of Feb, 7 a.m. in the morning. It's £10 a person, and you can book your place with Janice Watton, and it's events at castlewoodhotels.com, events at castlewoodhotels.com, and that's this Thursday, 20th, 7 to 9, and it's only £10 a person, so it's a good one.
Just to let people know, in case they don't know, all the events that we talk about, the various tweet-ups, the various events that happen at Abbots Barton and Castlewood and York House and all the other Mercure and all those other events that happen on a regular basis, they are all permanently listed under the events page on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to find out when any of these events are taking place or book your tickets or whatever, they all are there on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can follow up and find out about it. I've had a tweet from the Kent Women in Business Awards.
Hello.
Who are known on the Twitter as Quib_awards. And they have their award event coming up in March sometime. I should know the date, yeah. But I don't off the top of my head. And I should know the date.
Well, so Rebecca Nutt's been nominated.
Yeah, and so is Sally Laker.
And so is Scoff and Quaff.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Guess who one of the judges is?
Not you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I give you a 10?
So you ain't winning.
There's a 10.
You're out of it.
Oh, that's unfair. I might have to put laxative in your tea.
Yeah, again.
Yes. A standard trick.
So that's fabulous. Kent Women in Business Awards and their lovely magazine that goes with it, Kent Women in Business Magazine.
It's a good read, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which, may I just say, I write a monthly food column for Scoff and Quaff, and I'm looking for stuff from April. Because it's monthly, so I need to get, need to be timely on this. So if you've got any stuff, send it to me, jules@pressupgroup.com.
You're asking for content. You want people to
foodie content.
You want people to give you food-related content for writing in your next article, because you can't be bothered to do it.
No, well, I have to collate it, Paul Andrews. It's part of my job.
So that's not writing, that's editing.
It can't all be about me, can it? Or maybe it should.
That made me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Chris Pollard of Connect.
Hello, Chris.
Has tweeted in to say he's back listening again.
He says he loves the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway.
Yeah, he likes a frolicking alpaca, apparently,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he does. Well, don't we all?
Yeah.
Couldn't eat a whole one, though.
You're being very politically incorrect today, aren't you?
What have I said?
I'm not going there again. I've had to edit it out of your last show.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Rolf Harris. 27th of March, Rebecca says, she's talking about the Quiba Awards.
The Kent Women in Business Awards, 27th of March. Thank you for that. It is in my diary. I am going.
I'm also going to the Taste of Kent Awards as well. I've got a free place.
Really?
Last year I had to pay, so I must have gone up in the world.
That's why I haven't got an invite then.
Yeah, I can't afford to pay for you.
Yeah.
I've got to pay for John Wombill.
Have you? He's in Spain at the moment, isn't he?
I know, he's eating a tortilla and a brandy.
Right, I want to tell you about this as well. The Digital in Kent conference, this is the third in a series of conferences. There were two last year, this is the first of this year. Learn how to make your business stand out by using the latest ideas and innovations in digital marketing. At our third Digital in Kent conference, experts from throughout the UK will guide you through search engine optimization, pay-per-click and social media. An exclusive lineup of industry leaders will share with you their latest thinking, expertise and how they stay ahead of their competitors in the fast-moving digital world. Whatever level of understanding or size of business, there is something for everyone to learn and take away at Digital in Kent. It's a show that's not to be missed, and you can discover lots of stuff in a jargon-free environment. The ticket price is normally £100, but if you book early, it's only £47 plus VAT. And that's taking place at the Orchards Conference Centre at East Malling on the 26th of March from 9:15 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I highly recommend you go to that, not least of which because I'm the chairman and I'm chairing the event. And I chaired one of the other two events as well, and they were both stonking. Really interesting events, very well attended. and loads of very interesting speakers. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to their website, which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk, and I expect to see you there. It's an event not to be missed. It's a cracking event.
I've already ordered my taxi.
It's a cracking event, and as I say, the last two events were both very well attended with some fabulous speakers.
Now, Justin Dean is saying that he's loving the show as always. Great feedback from the Tales from Turkey video.
It's a fabulous video.
You guys were fabulous.
YouTube it, guys. Have a look. Yeah, of course, we're always fabulous.
If only to see your jaunty scarf that Vanilla Webb's wearing and his little sort of Rupert Bear scarf.
Absolutely. I've got a tweet to read. And then some tunage to play, and then a guest to talk to.
A fabulous guest.
We have a fabulous guest.
Yes, Daniel San Giuseppe.
That's easy for you to say.
San Giuseppe.
Yeah. But we're going to do a tweet first. Okay. And we've had a tweet from the KDCS, and it's their Twitter handle is KDCS1, the number one. And they say, a big hello from the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And we're looking forward to being on the show on the 11th of March, which they are. So, and we're looking forward to you being here.
Have you got the children on?
No, I've got the representatives from the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Okay.
I don't know if you know, they organised recently, started organising a football in Whitstable for deaf children and their siblings, which is a fabulous
And Sally
initiative.
For Cakes was involved.
They are indeed, and Sally is coming down to the studio.
Now, will she bring cakes?
She has promised to bring cakes. I asked her to bring no calorie, zero calorie, zero fat, zero gluten, anything cakes.
Doesn't exist.
And she's a little bit, you know, worried about how you make a lemon drizzle cake that kind of fits that parameter.
Well, I can eat the lemon drizzle cake if Vanilla Webb
I have mentioned that, yeah.
I can.
Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit more tunage, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our second guest, Daniel.
Hotel California?
This time, you're right. Hotel California.
I love it.
How did I think of this?
The Eagles.
I don't know how I thought of this.
I know.
I actually saw them live at the Hot Farm 2 years ago doing this. And
wow.
Very good it was too.
Why didn't you take me?
Ha ha ha, because I wanted to enjoy it.
Daniel will like this.
Yeah.
San Giuseppe.
Well, I picked it especially for him.
Is the mic still on?
Yeah, yeah.
We're
still talking. We're going.
Ready for the drums?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
On a dark desert highway, us, and she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find a passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, Hotel California, the Eagles. Awesome.
Great.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and stunkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show now our second guest for today, Mr. Daniel San Giuseppe of Castlewood Hotels Group. That's the Abbots Barton in Canterbury, the Burlington in Folkestone, and the York House Hotel in Eastbourne. Yep. Daniel, welcome to the show. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming down.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And I know there was, you had a bit of a contretemps when you first arrived, because your poor lady wife has broken down in the car. I hope she's okay.
A little crisis, family crisis, but everything's sorted out now, thanks.
Oh, brilliant. I'm glad to hear it.
But yeah. Daniel happened to be in the Marsh on business this morning, didn't you? Which was an amazing coincidence.
I was at a meeting over on Lid-on-Sea.
Ah, right, okay. Because you're a local man anyway, aren't you? You live in Shetway District, I believe.
Live in Shetway. Live near Folkestone and have a business in Folkestone, as you said, the Burlington. For 20 years now we've been here.
Wow, was that your first hotel?
That was. A family bought that back in 1994, so right, August this year, actually, we'll be celebrating 20 years.
Wow, fabulous stuff. So tell us a little bit about the business and how you got into it and, you know, what your plans are and where you're going.
So I mentioned, obviously, my parents. So it's a family business, and there's myself and my brother. And we moved to Folkestone in 94 when we bought the Burlington. That was our first hotel. Right. And we started working out in the hotel, learning the trade, my brother and I at least. My parents come from a hotel background.
Right, okay.
And we slowly refurbished the hotel because it was in a bit of a sorry state when we took it over. And slowly we got it to become a good standard three-star hotel,
right,
and got established locally with not only the accommodation but things like weddings and even the restaurant, for example. And then from that we were able to grow, and we then bought Canterbury. And that was an interesting experience as well. We completely gutted it out, made it into a very nice three-star hotel.
I know the Abbots Barton very well. I spent a lot of time there. Right. It's a lovely hotel.
So in 98 we took on the Abbots Barton, and we became branded. So that was an experience working with an international brand, which is Best Western.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that in a minute. Carry on with where you're going, but I want to come back to that because that's something I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then on the back of that, in 2006, we bought another Best Western. This one actually was already a Best Western hotel, called the York House Hotel on the seafront in Eastbourne.
Right, okay.
And so we sort of run them as a mini group. We have a head office structure, which is where my parents, myself and my brother work. And then we have a few other people, such as Janice, who looks after the group sales, who's one of your keen listeners and very much involved.
Janice, the tall one. Yeah.
The tall one, as she's
known.
She's
always listening and working diligently, though.
Yeah.
She is, and she's very good on the social network front. Representing the hotels, and that's how we sort of run the hotels. Each hotel has got a general manager and professional heads of departments. We let them really focus on the day-to-day operations and crack on with the service and the quality of what we're trying to achieve. And we sort of work behind the scenes on the boring stuff, the administration and some of the group sales and marketing and the admin that needs to be done, unfortunately, in business nowadays.
So I just want to focus on this because it's not something that those of us that aren't in the hotel business always understand, which is this branding issue around Best Western and the various brands of Best Western. How does that work?
Yeah, there is a misconception globally, actually, that Best Western is a franchise like Marriott or other large international brands, whereby it's a big company which owns these hotels all over the world. Mm. Actually, it's not at all that. It's actually a marketing consortium.
Right.
What that means is that every single Best Western hotel in the world are independently owned.
Right.
And they tend to be smaller hotels with owned by individuals or families or sometimes little groups, for example. But basically, you pay a membership into the Best Western Marketing Consortium, and they will represent you globally as long as you meet their minimum standards on quality, but also their branding requirements. Of course, being an American brand and company, they're very, very strict on their branding requirements with regards to the signage and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, but the big benefit is that each hotel is uniquely individual, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's not like one of these chain hotels where
standard.
Yeah, I used to have a corporate job that involved world travel, and you'd wake up in one of those hotels and you had no idea what country you were in because they all looked identical. Whereas all of the members of Best Western are all individual, unique in their own way hotels.
Correct. And hence why in Great Britain, actually, Best Western adopted a slogan a couple of years ago called Hotels with Personality.
Right.
Because they very much were saying that was our strongest message, if you like, that every hotel is different, has a different experience and different personality that comes out with every hotel in Great Britain. And there's 270 odd in Great Britain, and they're all very good 3-stars or 4-star hotels.
Mm. Okay, cool. In general, how is the hotel business at the moment? I mean, all businesses have struggled for the last few years because that's just been the nature of everything.
Correct.
But I'm assuming this is absolutely deliberate. It wouldn't not be, because you've got hotels in some pretty good locations, because Canterbury has 7 million visitors a year. Folkestone has, you know, because the docks and everything are down there, has visitors, and Eastbourne is well known for its hotel trade. But in general, how is the hotel business?
Location is very important in hotels. People always say location, location, location. Mm-hmm. And although, as you say, we've got some nice destinations and nice places where our hotels are, they're not London at the end of the day, which obviously is the main place in the UK. And yes, this, you know, the economic recession has affected all industries, but also any service industry, and hotels have taken a big knock since sort of 2008, 2009. Mm. We have started to see a recovery. Right. And so definitely I can only speak for my hotels, at least since last year, we are a lot more optimistic and positive that things are starting to improve. People are starting to spend a bit more.
Yep.
We can see that, for example, when there are weddings or what people are spending behind the bar or what they're spending in the restaurant, for example. However, people want a good deal. People are looking more last minute on the internet in particular. That's changed a lot of our habits, you know, on shopping online, looking for good deals, last minute deals. Mm. So we've had to adapt to that and become very aggressive and proactive on what we're selling to represent a good deal for the customer.
Absolutely. One of the things I like about your hotel group, though, is that you haven't just kind of rested on your laurels. You have innovated in a number of different ways. We read out some of the things that you've got going on earlier with different networking groups and masterminding groups. Mm. And I personally I've been to, well, at least half a dozen training courses and different events at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury, because I have businesses in Canterbury as well, so I tend to hang about there more than anywhere. And I've been to lots of different types of events, and you also mentioned that you're heavily into the weddings market as a venue and stuff like that. So you've broadened out your appeal to a lot of people as well. You haven't just relied on the tourist trade in Canterbury.
We've tried to innovate. We've tried to sort of think outside the box and be creative. Mm. And that's myself, my brother, people like Janice and our managers are constantly thinking about other things that we can do to try and get people into the hotels and new business. Mm. However, the main thing today is, in our market, it's all about quality. Mm. And we can be, you know, as good as we like on networking and sales and marketing, the product needs to meet a certain standard and deliver a certain excellence. And that's where we're at the moment with regards to upgrading our facilities and the quality of our hotels.
Right.
We feel that actually we need to improve and constantly innovate even what we're offering in the hotels to compete.
Tell us about this exciting development. You've got a spa, which I'm very excited because it's a long, long time that we've needed one in this area. We don't have anything like it. So tell us about that.
So this is our new project at the Abbots Barton specifically, which actually it's been on the on the cards for quite a while. We've had this plan, but due to a number of reasons, including planning permission and finance, it's sort of been on the back burner up until now. And it goes with what we were saying earlier with regards to this more optimistic approach that things are getting better and now is a good time for us to actually start this. And we have started it. Building is underway. There's a construction site at the back of the hotel.
For
people that don't know, the hotel actually sits on 2.5 acres of ground.
So beautiful grounds.
At the back of the hotel, actually, there was enough space to, in effect, build a new extension, a new wing to the hotel, without causing any disruption to the existing bedrooms in the existing hotel. So that's all started. And ultimately, we're going to be doing this in phases. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what we aim to achieve by the end of it all is additional bedrooms, a new conference and banqueting area, which is basically for larger meetings and weddings, which we can't currently accommodate. And unfortunately, we do have to turn away business sometimes because there is demand for larger meetings and weddings in Canterbury.
What's your capacity at the moment?
So at the moment, our largest room, which is the cathedral room, can do around 120 people. And there are no other hotels in the area that can do more than that neither. It's only really the universities or, you know, that can do those sort of numbers, whereas a lot of people prefer a hotel because you've got everything under one umbrella, the grounds, the room, the parking.
I can absolutely confirm that. One of my many businesses, we do business-to-business events and conferences and exhibitions and things like that, and one of the things we struggle with is finding that second level. So you can go somewhere huge like the County Showground, which is thousands, or you can go to a smaller hotel with 100 plus, but that bit in between is the bit that's missing, and we've been desperately looking for that. So well done.
That's what everyone's been telling us. I mean, including the council, they've been very supportive on what we're trying to achieve. And they also say that there is demand for that sort of numbers. We're looking to have a facility that will cater for, you know, around 200 plus delegates.
Perfect.
So that should be ideal, as well as a couple of smaller meeting rooms, more tailored boardrooms, for example. But then the additional area you were alluding to was the health club and spa.
Well, I am a lady. So I would allude to it.
And it is something which a lot of people have also said, oh, wouldn't that be nice if we had one in Canterbury? No other hotel has really got
something
of that quality. We're talking a sort of a proper health club with the spa, with treatment rooms, but it's going to be open to the local residents as a normal monthly membership health club.
Right, okay.
With a nice little gym, but as I say, also the spa and 7 or 8 treatment rooms.
Okay.
Fabulous.
No, that's really cool. Funnily enough, I live right opposite a Best West. I live in Tenterton, and I live right opposite the London Beach, which is a Best Western hotel. And they have a spa, which is fabulous. Bloody expensive to join, mind. But
are you allowed to say bloody on air?
No.
I don't think so.
I realised that as soon as I said it.
I wanted to ask Dan something. Have you been as a mystery shopper to the places like the London Beach Hotel, or do you research in that way? Or?
When I do travel, I always try and stay in a Best Western where possible. Not only because we tend to get sort of discounted rates with other Best Westerns, and that's not just in the UK. Actually, we're very good at reciprocating, discounted rates to Best Western hoteliers around the world.
Right.
I do like to go and stay in Best Western hotels also to compare to see what they're doing, but also I like to also go and stay in other brands,
absolutely,
in what we call the big boys, to go and see what they're also doing or what they're trying new within their brands. And you know, the Americans tend to be the leaders of innovation, technology, and when it comes to in the hotels
service
as well. So I do try and stay at other brands. We tend to we're lucky. We do tend to, having family abroad and having friends all over the world, actually, we do tend to travel quite a bit, and I do make an effort in staying in sort of nice 3, 4, and sometimes 5-star hotels, because that's where you get your inspiration from. And if you can see what the best are doing, even though we're not really going to a 5-star hotel, then that's, you can always adapt something, especially on the service front, that you want to try and put through into your hotels.
Well, certainly the food I've had, because you've got Will Britton there, who I know really pretty well, and I knew him when he was sort of a fledgling. So tell us about your new bar menu, because that looked really exciting.
Will started with us about 6 months ago now, after our last head chef had been with us about 7 or 8 years, decided to call it a day. And so we were looking, we were recruiting for a head chef for the Abbott Spartan, with, of course, in mind the new project that I've just discussed that we had. So we,
which could be daunting for some.
Yes, so you sort of, there's two options. Either you go with an experienced old head who you know can handle the volume and the capacity and the quality of where we were trying to go. Or you go with somebody maybe a bit younger, a bit less experienced, however, who's very enthusiastic and keen and ambitious. And when we were sort of interviewing, we met with Will, and he was just enthusiasm on a plate. And everything which he said was in line with basically where we wanted to go, with, you know, little things like, for example, local sourcing, ethically sourcing, the sort of the style of the menus, very much modern British.
I love that, the menu. And the new bar menu I saw, I thought was really, the little Kentish burgers on there, and hand-cut chips, and just lovely.
They're very good. I was at the Abbott's on Saturday, and actually, because that menu was only launched last week, so I was one of the first ones to try it. And yeah, it is a nice, attractive, appealing menu, but also it's very nice presented on, and it tastes good as well, which is the main thing.
Go on. Paul.
Now, I've had a tweet. Someone's asked a question, if you don't mind, Daniel. Sure. It's a general purpose question, not specifically directed at your hotel chain. And it's from the Kent and Surrey Breakfast Friends group. And they say, what are your views on TripAdvisor? And has this killed some venues off?
Interesting question.
Yeah. Hasn't killed our venues off.
No, obviously.
I have heard of some venues which it has killed off. TripAdvisor is, as far as if I look at it from a customer point of view, I think it's great, fair enough, no problem. Knowing the ins and outs of TripAdvisor from a venue point of view, again, I think TripAdvisor is a very useful tool, which actually, if you use it to your advantage, can work in your benefit, in your favour. And so we've basically done exactly that. We have made sure that we don't look at it as the evil enemy and just constantly bad mouth it, basically. We've decided that it's there. Best Western themselves actually have adopted it. They've decided that, to show transparency, on the Best Western website, when you look at all the Best Western hotels in the country, they show the most recent 5 reviews from TripAdvisor.
Right.
So that basically there's none of this traditional old school situation going on whereby hotels used to only show the positive reviews,
of course,
that's a bad one, don't show that.
Well,
you can't do that on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
So they adopted that approach, and I have to say I do agree with that, philosophy. So we've done that as well, and we basically feel that if your service and if your hotels and if your business is a good business, then at the end of the day, the majority of people that stay there will write good reviews.
Yeah.
Of course, you're never going to get everything perfect all the time.
Not.
So when it doesn't go right, just... TripAdvisor actually has helped us a bit, like a mystery shopper used to do.
Absolutely.
We can find out what things haven't gone right. We can then try and put them right where possible. And the main thing is to try and acknowledge and reply to those reviews.
Yeah.
So our managers, very quickly, when they monitor TripAdvisor on a daily basis. And when they get a review, whether it's good or bad, they reply to it straight away. And we try and we look at it on our management meetings. And we use it as a tool, as a resource in our benefit.
Absolutely. This is a caveat that I have with not just TripAdvisor, but other peer review sites, because peer review is the thing. And everybody makes a big fuss about how valuable peer review is. But something I did a while back, which was nothing to do with hotels, but it was a peer review. And it happened, and it was nothing to do with me personally. But I read a peer review on something, on a product that I knew really well. And I just thought the reviews were nonsense. Some people just post rubbish, basically. Some people do it maliciously. Some people are just silly. And some people just have a genuinely one-off bad experience, but make it sound like the end of the world. You know, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. But we can all go somewhere and something's not right. You know, someone's rude to us or something like that. And you go, right, I don't like it here. But, you know, they can then write reviews that make it sound like it's a hellhole, and that's not true either. So I'm starting to get a bit wary about some of those things, on both sides of that equation as well, because I use Amazon a lot, and you see reviews on there of products, and some of the product reviews are really glowing, and you think, they must be families of the people that made that, because even their best friend couldn't say it's that good a product. You know, it's just a £3 product, you know, get over it.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I think most people are savvy to that nowadays.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
most people take these things with a pinch of salt.
Salt, yeah.
And basically, they discard the two extremes.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit like the judges at the Olympics, actually, at the Winter Olympics. You discard the top and the bottom, and they read the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
And you see a pattern of consistency, and that's what most people will go with nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's about using common sense when you're looking at them. Absolutely right. And that was a good question, though. And
definitely.
It was good of them to ask that.
And just wondering, Dan, about parking. If you're increasing in this way, how will you cope with the extra cars?
We are going to actually create additional car parking space at the back of the hotel as well. Because the way that we're doing it is in such a way that actually currently there's a slope at the back of the hotel, and the way we're doing it is we're going to be levelling it. We're sort of increasing the car park level, so that will give us a few additional car park spaces than we do have at the moment. However, don't get me wrong, it's still, if the hotel is fully booked with a wedding of 200 people or so, and all 200 people come with their own cars, we haven't got a 200 space car park. So
sure.
of course that is going to be an issue, but it's no different to any other hotel. I think no hotel, you know, in the county has a car park space for every single bedroom which they have in the hotel, or every single delegate that they can accommodate for. So there is going to be an element of dealing with that. The advantage we do have, and we've done that in the past, is on the front lawn. Actually, we have used that as an overflow car.
I have been on your front lawn in a car before Paul Andrews says anything. Which I found rather sad, because it is beautiful, and I felt really embarrassed, but everybody else was doing it, so I did it. But
would you like to hear my hotel car park disaster story?
Well, I would know before that. Can you hang on to that thought? Because I just want to ask, would there be any grants from the council to build under for an underground car park?
The spa itself is actually underground. It's basement level.
Right.
Yeah, so we can't go lower down than that, unfortunately.
Okay.
No, and there aren't any grants.
Come on, Canterbury Council.
No,
yes,
grants.
Paul, what is your...
My car park, hotel car park story.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago,
we did a
business-to-business exhibition where we sold 100 exhibitor stands, and we were expecting a large influx of people to a hotel we used on a regular basis.
I do love an influx.
In a county north of the River Thames.
Right.
And we'd used this hotel, which was on an airport complex, so there was no off-street parking. But it had, one of the reasons we picked this hotel is because it had a huge car park.
Mm.
And it was the third time we'd run it there. And on the day, nobody turned up, not a soul, not a single person. And I was mortified, and I got my head kicked in by all the standholders, until I went outside to find they put a barrier across and were turning cars away all the way down the road. And when I asked why, they said, oh, did we not tell you? We've sold the car park to airport parking. So there is no car parking here. I mean, don't be ridiculous. You couldn't even, you know, it was a place you couldn't even go to without a car park. I ended up having to refund all the money to the exhibitors, and we've never been back there since, needless to say. But that was interesting.
No, I mean, luckily in Canterbury, as you say, commuter-wise, it's pretty good to get to by, you know, bus or train as well. But on the car parking front, I think we do have the largest number of hotel car parking spaces of any hotel in Canterbury with the new proposal. So
hopefully
it'll be enough.
When do you see it all being up and running?
So, we're doing it in phases.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase is going to be the conference and banqueting facility with a new function bar and some new bedrooms above those conference and banqueting facilities. Hopefully, that will be in place by the end of the year.
Wow.
So, we're hoping that actually, even by Christmas for Christmas parties, that will all be up and running. And then the health club and spa and the treatment rooms and all that side of the basement area, that we're looking to do is the next phase, which will hopefully be ready by next summer.
Excellent. So 2015.
Hopefully. Correct.
Fabulous.
I booked my, reflexology treatment now.
Yeah, a few laps of the pool. Are you putting us pool there?
Yeah, there's going to be a 15 by 6 meter hydropool.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Hydropool.
Hydropool, whatever that means.
That means you take a horse in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, they've got a hydropool at the London Beach, actually. Yeah, I've used that. It's really interesting.
Mm.
Does that mean you swim against a current?
I think there's things like jets and...
It's water pummeling and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's not a swimming pool type thing. It's like a giant jacuzzi almost.
I may have to take you outside and buy you a bottle of wine and talk to you, because I am a swimmer.
Very good.
I've struggled for, well, you know, Langton's built a swimming pool, but I still struggle to get there because it's always full. So,
funnily enough, we're doing a fundraising for Simon Langton on Friday at the Abbots Barton. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, for the new rugby facility.
Oh, yeah, that's right. To have. Yeah. Mm. I put that in the local Whitstable Times, I do believe.
Cool. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
More
it's been fascinating
welcome.
Talking to you about your business and the kind of things you're doing. Absolutely brilliant. Another Kent and East Sussex local business succeeding and pushing out the boundaries and going places. Daniel San Giuseppe, thank you very much for joining us
thank
on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us for the last few minutes of the show. It's a pleasure to have you on. But do go and visit one of those hotels. I have to tell you, they are really brilliant.
Well, all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I've not been to the York House, and I will go there, because it's not actually far from where I live. It's probably nearer to where I am than the others. But I've just spent a lot of time at the Abbots Barton
because the brownies are so good.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, and lots of other things. So, as you said, one of the things I do enjoy is the gardens there in the summer. It's lovely. And the last time I was there, actually, he'll slap me for this. I was going to the cricket.
Can I as well?
And I got there early, and I thought, what should I do? I thought, I'll pop into Abbots Barton, have a sit down, cup of tea and stuff like that, and I had a nice cup of tea in the garden while I was waiting for the cricket car park to open. So, yeah.
Well, Be Fast Friends are saying, have you seen Paul hit a golf ball into a hotel car park?
No, you haven't.
Have you done that?
No, not recently.
There's a rumour going around on Twitter that you
have. They started a rumour?
Yes, and also AK Pet Services are asking about being pet-friendly, Dan.
Oh, yes.
And do you charge for a pet?
We do. We are pet-friendly. All three hotels are pet-friendly.
That's amazing.
Which is, it's probably because we have pets in our family, so we always wanted to make sure that we do cater for that market.
Mm.
And we do allow pets. We do charge £10 per pet per night.
That's very reasonable.
But you get bedding and a bowl.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's really cool, isn't it?
There you are, Paul. I could take you.
Yeah, I could dress up in a cat suit and you could put me in a bowl and a bed, couldn't you? Yeah, there you go.
Pet friendly and children family friendly as well.
Fabulous.
I should mention.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And free Wi-Fi throughout every hotel, which is very important.
I love that.
Actually,
yeah.
All best. That was Best Western took the lead on that, made it mandatory.
It's
every
so
Best
important.
Western hotel had to offer it.
Yeah. I went to
absolutely totally agree.
I went to a hotel in Prague. And it drove me nuts that I had to pay for Wi-Fi. It was a 5-star, and
yeah.
I had to pay.
It tends to be
without having too much of a moan. No, I'm going to have a
come
moan.
Come on, rant.
Because I spend a lot of time in hotels with the things that we do. One of the things that drives me nuts isn't just paying for it; it's when it doesn't work.
It drops.
Yeah,
or it's slow.
It's slow, and you just think, This is pointless, and they charge me through the nose for it anyway, and it still doesn't work, and that's really annoying. But anyway, I'm pleased to hear that, Dan. That's fabulous. Yeah,
I know I'm turning it into the Abbots Barton, but I went to Cairo a couple of weeks ago. To the Marriott.
We would never have known apart from the 19,000 tweets.
I know the Marriott, darling, was lovely. And I wheedled in. My husband was working, then I wheedled in, and you know, Cairo's having a terrible time at the moment, and the people are absolutely lovely. And the service, and it was just exquisite, fantastic. And I know they're different, as you said, all around the world, the Marriotts are very different. But because they're struggling, they have no tourists at all. But the food was amazing, and the service, huge pool, but everything, you know, was just on the button. But the people, the actual Cairo people, are really struggling financially. A lot of men working, cleaning the rooms, no women, because they've got to get the men the jobs first. But it was a very good stay. But outside, yeah, the poverty was very, very bad. Cool, Andrews.
Yeah, I've got a dozen or so tweets. And, of course, as normal with this show, we're fast running out of time and we've got loads of things to cover. So I'm going to try and run through some of these.
Mm.
Again, Kent and Surrey breakfast friends, we have our evening with in Sevenoaks tonight. And their evening is with disaster surgeon John Beavis from at Ideals Charity. That's a Twitter handle, Ideals Charity.
Disaster surgeon?
Yeah. I don't think that means he's a bad surgeon.
I'm just thinking Botox.
Lips. Things that have gone wrong.
Those cushioned lips.
Yeah, no. I think he actually is a surgeon that specialises in disaster areas. I'm assuming that is an assumption. Maybe they could tell us whether that is true or not. And then Lee from Ancorians Football Club has said, please can you remind people that Ancorians Football Club, who are a football club based in Medway that run more than 20 teams, and they run teams for adults, children boys and girls and children with special educational needs and disability teams. They will run a whole range of teams, and they are looking for team sponsors. So if there's anyone out there interested in sponsoring them, and I happen to know they're also trying to get their mascot, Sammy the Starfish, which, sponsored too.
Which is was not a blown up glove.
Yeah, I did think it was a blown up marigold glove, but it is in fact a starfish, as any fool could tell. And they are looking for sponsors for all those things, and you can find them by going to their website, which is ancorianfc.co.uk. And we've also had a tweet from Kessy Youssef of KY Events.
Oh, I love
and
Kessy
says, on Thursday the 6th of March at 7 p.m, we have a charity bond night at Dickens World in aid of Macmillan Cancer. Tickets are only £10. Please find out about that. And you can find out about that by following Kessy on the Twitter at Kessy Youssef, and her handle is spelt KZIYUSUF.
And we've had a tweet in from Jonathan Watts at Lenley's, who's the MD, nonetheless, in Roper Road, Blimey, Canterbury. And he says, dear Paul Andrews at Vanilla Web, just to remind you that our sale will finish on March the 1st. So if you want a little Vi spring bed, come and see Dennis, head of beds.
Thank you, Dennis. We will. I just need to read this tweet to you.
I do?
Yeah, because you've had a slap.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what have I done?
It's Kent and Sarah. Of course it's not Botox. No, he specialises in disaster zones, they said. Thank you for that. For clarifying that.
Have you seen him?
No.
Maybe you should.
They just clarified it. What are you trying to say? He needs Botox.
Maybe you should. And also, just a reminder that the Kent Business tweet up that we said was at Lenley's next Thursday, it's also at the Hotel Continental this Thursday, 10 till 12, Hotel Continental Whitstable with Ken Lloyd and Gerard Yamavikius. How do I say it? Yamavikius. You don't say it right anyway.
Yamavikius. His name is Lithuanian. It's Lithuanian.
Yamavikius.
Gerard Yamavikius. It's Lithuanian. You should know this.
I know.
B. Halling, who is Polish, I happen to know.
B. Halling, it sounds like sort of a transport company, doesn't it?
Don't be rude about
I'm just saying, B. Halling,
B has kindly tweeted in, and she won't be tweeting you anymore. No. I don't blame her. She says, LinkedIn can be a business pipeline. Book a workshop with Leslie Morrissey in Ashford. And she's given me a link for that, which I will try and find. The link is www.insidenews.co.uk/LinkedIn-workshops-Kent. I will put that link on the Kent Business Radio website later on. So if you're interested in finding out about LinkedIn, you can do so there.
Had a new follower, which is a charity specialising in education and life skills by using horses. I wonder if that's because I mentioned the horse spa. But it's natural horsemanship, and they're livinginharmony.co.uk, and it's at Carrie Neves. New follower. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to work out how they see me.
I'm saying hello to you.
No, I know. I'm still trying to work out how they saw me hit a golf ball into a hotel car park.
It must have been a dream.
And whether they ratted on me or not. I thought I got away with that.
As long as it wasn't the Abbott Spartan, because Daniel's here.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't his car I hit.
Look, I've had another media radio release, yeah. Paul Andrews.
Have you?
Getting all these media stuff.
It's good being in the media.
It is. Maidstone's hub for start-up businesses, charities and social enterprises. There's a new start-up hub for businesses, charities and social enterprises, and can you stop creaking, please?
Sorry.
It's the Enterprise Foundation. I'll read out their website in a minute, and it's a new charity that seeks to provide individuals from underrepresented backgrounds with high-class accommodation, business support, mentoring and coaching. There's a new centre that's opened, a huge centre at Medvale House, where the HMRC offices are, they say, on Moat Road. And it's open for viewing on Tuesday the 11th and the 12th. Now, what is that? Is that March or February? I think it must be March. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to read out the website and you can find out. So if you're a new business or charity looking to support, then come and see the offices. Contact Roy Laming, the general manager for the South East. Their website is www.enterprisefoundation.net, and the mobile is 07975 880549, and it's Roy blaming the general manager. So that's Maidstone's new hub for start-up businesses.
Fabulous.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, Ken and Surrey Breakfast Friends have tweeted again, our guest speaker follows Paul around the golf course. It's how I know. It took me a little while to work that out. Of course, he's a disaster surgeon. Did you see it? Did you get it?
Okay.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. Thank you. Very funny.
They're so witty.
Yeah, I'm not going to read any more tweets. They're being rude about me. Hi, Paul. Could you give a mention to Metis Women? We are a group for savvy business women who wish to grow their businesses through support and collaboration with other like-minded women. We meet monthly on the third Thursday of every month at Judd's Folly Hotel in Faversham. And they are going to be having meetings in other locations, and they will notify us when they organise that. Each meeting has a theme, and this month is love.
Valentine's.
I wonder if there's any space for me. We have a workshop on branding from Karen Hardy of De Novo Creative, a collaboration spot where a member opens a business dilemma to the group for advice and guidance and a chance to commit to goals for the coming month. To book on this, the address is, and it's one of those 19-foot long Eventbrite things. So what I will do is I will put the website booking details on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up. And that is from Caroline Love, whose company is called Step Off Your Stilettos. And you can follow Caroline's website, which is stepoffyourstilettos.co.uk. That's Caroline Love, stepoffyourstilettos.co.uk.
Lovely Bee. I do love her, really. I don't think she'll be offended.
Lovely lady.
She won't be offended by
me. Yeah, she will.
No, I did apologise the other day for mispronouncing.
Yeah, but you have to apologise to her every week for being rude to her.
Well, yeah, I have a problem with mauling and marling and all.
You have a problem with all kinds of words.
All those names.
Yeah, I've got an apprenticeship opportunities workshop going down. Are you aged between 16 and 24 looking for work or training opportunities? Our apprenticeship opportunities workshop is perfect for you. It is on Friday the 7th of March. It's at the Gallagher Stadium, which is the Maidstone United Football Club in Maidstone. And it's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And you can look at the current vacancies with local employers, speak to local training providers. You can listen to a bloke called Paul Andrews, who's the Chief Executive of Jobs in Kent.
Never heard of him.
Speaking about the recruitment market. And you can see demonstrations from Mid-Kent College. This is an event that's put together by a number of people, Golding Homes, who are the social housing provider in Maidstone, Mid-Kent College, who are the college in Maidstone, and the DWP Job Centre Plus in Maidstone. And that's all happening on Friday the 7th of March, ably organised by the absolutely lovely Juliet Hands from Golding Homes. And I will be there, and you should be there too if you're interested in apprenticeship opportunities. That's the 7th of March at Maidstone United Football Stadium.
And I forgot to read out the website for Abbotts Barton. It's www.abbottsbartonhotel.com.
Thank you.
And also there's a curry and beer night. It's on the 27th of February. When's that? Next week, isn't it?
Thursday.
And it's the Ancient Raj it's at, which is 25 to 26 North Lane, Canterbury. CT2 7EE. It starts at 6. It's £25, including two complimentary drinks. So if I took you, I could have four complimentary
you
drinks.
You could, couldn't you? Yeah. And that's probably the only reason you'd take me.
Probably. After such a successful and initial launch of our curry and beer nights, Cain, spelt C-A-I-N, and Beer Limited, will be hosting its second gathering in Canterbury on Thursday the 27th of February. And it's hosted at the Ancient Raj, as I said. It's at 6 p.m. and the website is caneandbeer.co.uk.
We've had a tweet from young Mr. Parker.
Mr. Parker? Oh, Rob.
Rob, yeah, from Go Vicinity.
Rob and Mike.
He says, Jules and Vanilla Web. That's me, by the way.
Yes.
A lovely new Turkish restaurant has opened in St. Dunstan's, Canterbury. It's called Alatarka. Alatarka.
Yep. Alatarka.
Alatarka, yeah. Yummy, he says.
Now,
have they got donkey cheese?
Yeah, they must have.
I bet they got donkey cheese.
They must have eshak as well.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds lovely. Maybe we can get Tales from Turkey to do a little book reading there.
What a good idea.
You see how it's just all...
Yeah,
well, maybe Rob is offering to take me.
Do you think?
I owe him dinner anyway.
Do you?
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Right, you got any more emails?
I have.
Because we're fast running out of time, as normal.
I have a last chance to book, which is Getting Started with Social Media. This is run by Kent and Victor Chamber. Not sure where to start with all the buzz of social media. Zoe Cairns, for a two-hour seminar, will be teaching where she'll give you a taster of how you can start using social media. And that's Thursday the 20th of Feb at Ashford. You'll need to go onto the Kent and Vicks Chamber website to find out more. I'm sure Vanilla Webber's diligently put it up on the Kent Business Radio.
It is indeed.
.co.uk. There's also a SEO, search engine optimization to you. And this workshop will cover how to audit.
Cover.
I went all northern.
Cover, love.
I don't know
why I did northern.
That.
Your ferret suddenly dived down the trousers.
Hey up, Timmy Taylor's. Coming up to Barfoot Jar. Search engine optimization will cover how to audit your own website. It must have been a past life. Some simple to implement techniques will show you how to help your website rank and what to look out for to keep up to date in the changes. And that's on Monday the 24th, which is next Monday. That's Joshua Robson's birthday.
Cool. You can do another one.
Sage 50 accounts. There's a refresher on the 26th of February in Ashford. Again, all of these will be on the Kent Business website, Bunker website after the show. This is Wednesday 26th, and it's Sage Refresher, new business workshop. It's about bookkeeping knowledge or returning to bookkeeping. Yeah, that's a tough one, that one. And also mastering the power of LinkedIn. Well, this is a good one. That's 9:30 to 4:30. It's £140 plus VAT. And it's teaching you a hands-on session, LinkedIn profile, how to master it and fully optimise to get noticed. And that's the 27th of February in Maidstone.
Fabulous. Rob has responded to your request.
Oh, for dinner?
Yeah, and said maybe.
Oh, I know.
But he has said... However, if your Tales from Turkey author wants to do a book reading from there, I'm sure we can help get that organised.
Oh, really?
So there you go. But there he ain't you taking are. You. And that's no. very wise, Rob. I do not blame you at all, mate.
I'm sure he will if I hanker in the background.
You'll make him, won't you?
Yeah, I will. But I do aim dinner.
Do you?
He's helped me out of lots of holes.
Has he?
Sinkholes. Sales and marketing.
It wasn't you that did the M2 the other day, was it?
It wasn't. That was awful. I was going to take my mum to the salt cave and I had to cancel.
Oh, yeah, they had their own salt cave then.
Yeah. Friday 28th of February in Ashford and Friday the 14th of March in Sittingbourne, again with the Kent Invicta Chamber, 9:30 to 4:30. They learn teaching you how to... why sales and marketing is crucial to the success of your business. Learn top tips for increasing your market presence and your sales.
Fabulous.
Okay, details of that will be on the Bunker website after the show.
Yep, well, I think we've just about reached the end of the show.
That's have you passed me that?
No,
for
I put
a
that
reason?
There because it's an unread one and I was trying to keep it out of the way.
Okay.
You haven't got time for it.
No, I'm not going to gabble it like you
no,
do.
No, I wouldn't. It's one that can wait until next week.
Did
so
you get
that's
a
fine.
Feeling we were a hotel-based show today?
Yeah, and why not? I mean, that's what we were talking about, and that's why we wanted to do it. So that is fabulous.
I've already booked my Christmas party.
Have you?
Abbott's Barton.
In the hydrotherapy pool?
Yeah, with a horse.
Cool. Mm. Good. Right, well, it just leaves me to say a big thank you to our guests, Mr. Jeremy Brown of the Panorama new building in Ashford.
Mm.
Mr. Daniel San Giuseppe of Castlewood Hotels Group, thank you so much for being on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. If you want to find out about either of those things, there are links on the Business Bunker Radio website to find out. Thank you for everybody that tweeted in, emailed in, and generally got involved in the show. We love you doing that. Thank you very much, and we appreciate you all. The show will be up to listen again fairly shortly after the end of the broadcast. Coming up on Channel Radio after us, at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, including the sporting letter from America. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with all that's brilliant in new, unsigned and up-and-coming music with the New Potatoes Show. And then tomorrow, do check out at 5 p.m, Biz HQ, which is Henry Rosalie and QJ talking about business from a different perspective to us on the Business Bunker. So do have a listen to that because it's a fabulous show, and we've got loads and loads of new shows coming up on Channel Radio over the coming months, so do stay tuned to us. But apart from that, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend an hour and a half with you.
It has.
You have been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin, and we will be back with more mayhem and business from the southeast of England.
You'll provide the mayhem.
I thought that was your job, really.
No.
For the time being, thank you so much, and we will speak to you all again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes.